tickle in my throat. This is VOA News. Prince Charles, the eldest son and heir to Queen Elizabeth II, has tested positive for the coronavirus. His office says he's showing mild symptoms, but otherwise remains in good health. The 71-year-old is currently self-isolating in Scotland with his wife, Camilla. She has also been tested, but does not have COVID-19. No word from whom he caught the virus, but it is known he attended a roundtable meeting March 10th with Monaco's Prince Albert, who has since tested positive. Prince Charles is not believed to have shaken hands with Prince Albert that day. Asian markets surged Wednesday, but U.S. and European stocks were mixed as fears of the spread of the deadly coronavirus weighed heavily on investors. Japan's Nikkei index jumped 8% following massive gain Tuesday in New York, with the widely watched Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 key U.S. stocks surging more than 11%, its biggest one-day gain in 87 years. But as Wednesday trading moved to Europe, the results were more measured, with key indexes in London and Paris up more than 2%, while the benchmark Frankfurt indicator slipped marginally. European leaders will use video talks this week to call for a special EU crisis center, saying it's vital to draw all the lessons from the coronavirus epidemic. The 27 leaders will ask EU officials to start work on an exit strategy and recovery plan to help rebuild the economy after the havoc wrought by COVID-19 and the drastic shutdown measures taken to fight it. Travel restrictions and social distancing measures prevent the leaders gathering in Brussels, so they'll convene by video conference for their Thursday summit. Orly Airport, south of Paris, is to shut down to commercial traffic March 31st because of COVID-19. Management said they were at minus 92% in passenger traffic at Orly and minus 99% at Charles de Gaulle Airport. South Sudan is shutting down Juba International Airport and all border entry points to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The head of airport said aviation officials Tuesday canceled all passenger flights from Kenya and Ethiopia scheduled to arrive in Juba. Sudan reported its first coronavirus case last Thursday after a 52-year-old Sudanese man who had returned from the United Arab Emirates died. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA One. All the hits and more, right here on VOA One.
You ain't got that, you can sit with us. Yeah. On the brains, make you double take. Man and Andy on a double date. Brandon hit me, said he on the way. Base. necesito. Ya, I'm just a lean. I'm that can of that Serena. We need the drop. Run up in the spot. Put it to your head like, give me what you got. All two best that came from the ball. Cardi from the pole and Jay from the back.
Taste is you. Make the most of my days, guys. Tell myself that you're good.
gun. I don't wanna be private. Missing you is so wrong. It hits me like a tsunami.
Chelsea Cutler was Sad Tonight on VOA1 The Hits. Dua Lipa before that, also heard music from Jennifer Lopez. My name is The Lady DJ. I am at VOA Lady DJ on Twitter. And it is time now for Word on the Tweet. And the tweets are talking about a suggestion made by Lionel Richie. He wants a remake of the 1985 classic We Are the World. He believes that it should be recorded and made available to raise funds for the coronavirus relief fund. Now, you may not remember this song, but at the time, the who's who of pop music was part of this song. So my question to you is this. I posted it on Twitter as well. Who would you like to hear on this new version? You could tweet me at VOA Lady DJ. Also, the tweets are talking about Lizzo, who recently asked the judge to dismiss the case that was brought against her by two men who claimed that they came up with the famous DNA line in Truth Hurts. Her lawyers are calling the claims opportunistic and legally bankrupt. I will keep you posted on how that goes. Right now, I've got Lizzo next. It's Good as Hell on the Hit.
I do my hair, so check my name. Baby,
we don't love you anymore. Try to knock me.
Miley Cyrus on VOA 1 The Hits. Disclosure before that. Also heard from Coldplay and Beyonce as well as Lizzo. The latest from Chelsea Cutler. Listen, my name is the Lady DJ, and I just want to remind you that everything you need to know about COVID-19 is on our website. From a country-by-country response, what medical professionals are saying, and some suggestions about what you can do to keep yourself safe. Check out the website, voanews.com. Also, if you're in the entertainment news, just a little something light to, I guess, make you feel a little better, entertain you, you can go on over to our Facebook page or our Twitter page. We are at VOA1, The Hits.